You, Andrew?
G'day, Susie. I'm going well. Yes, a bit of sad news there about the three-day adoption day that was to take place at the Meadows on January 21 through to 23. We normally have a triple adoption day at this time of year, and it's a great opportunity to rehome some of our beautiful dogs, but it's not to be because of the COVID situation. Just a little bit of a risk there, having so many people in the one place, and a few volunteers obviously a bit nervous about being part of a big gathering. So a bit of sad news, but people can still adopt through our headquarters up at Seymour, and also a new location at Tullamarine.
So those greyhounds that were going to be available for adoption, they weren't locked in for anyone just yet. Normally with these days in the past, you have to register your interest. I'm not sure if that was still the case. And you had quite a few that didn't go ahead due to obvious reasons. So does that mean there's quite a few greyhounds ready to be adopted that would have been at that three-day affair that maybe now could be adopted if people journey out to Seymour or via the website? What's the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a list on the Greyhound Adoption Program website of dogs available. That's always there at cat.grv.org.au. And with those adoption days, people sort of eye off the dogs on the website, but they're not actually locked into them. So you'll see when they get there, you know, historically they'll barge through the doors and try and find the dog that they had their eye on. But not to be this time around, but yeah, as I said, we've still got our headquarters up at Seymour and new site about to open at Tullamarine. So a grain adoption program website there close to the airport, which will be terrific in Melrose Drive. That's about to open in the next 2 weeks or so. Details are at gat.grv.org.au. But the best way to make a booking for either of those venues is to call GAT directly on 5799 0166.
Okay, so that's interesting. Tell us about this new site. So Melrose Drive, right near the airport at Tullamarine. Is this going to be just like Seymour, or is this going to be a place where greyhounds are going to be homed for a period? Because I must admit, if I was a greyhound, I might choose the idyllic, quiet piece of Seymour compared to, say, Tullamarine.
Yeah, well, Seymour is sort of beautiful 40 acres, whereas the Tullamarine sites are decked out factory sites. So the dogs don't actually live there, but they come down each day and obviously very well cared for by the GAP staff. And that's why we book by appointment the dogs that the people have their eye on. We get those dogs specifically down to the Tullamarine site. And I believe there might even be opportunities if you've already got a pet dog or kids and you just want to get over to Tullamarine to meet a dog that you've got in mind. You can see how they all get along with various family members that you've already got, whether they have two legs or four. So good opportunity. And just the best thing about it is, obviously, Seymour's a little bit of a drive. It's not that far, but for some people, they think an hour and 15 is a bit far away. So being at Tullamarine is going to be a lot more convenient and will hopefully allow us to adopt more of those beautiful dogs into loving homes.
Andrew Copley, GRV, telling us about the GAP new site at Tullamarine. So this will be specifically people adopting dogs that are based at Tullamarine, or will they see a dog on the website that might be at Seymour? Is that how it will work? How are we referencing the type of dog at Tullamarine v Seymour and so on?
Yeah, so not a lot of difference, mate. It's really whatever's most convenient for the potential adopter, whether it is to take a trip to Seymour or to go to Tullamarine, and you just register your interest by the GAP website. Let us know the particular dog you're after. There's all sorts of information of all our dogs that are available, including what sort of temperament they have, what sort of home we think they'll be most suited to in terms of whether they like to be a single dog home or whether they like to be with teenage kids, younger kids or an older family. So yeah, it's really a matter of matching and finding the perfect match, and GAP are terrific at that. There's not many returns once they go out for adoption. People sort of adopt a dog that's suitable for them, and that's how it's worked for a long time. And you know, we've seen over 10,000 greyhounds adopted into the Victorian community since we started way back in 1997.
So going back in the last couple of years, chatting to Larissa, there was a period where, I won't say a waiting list, but dogs were scarce. Everyone was adopting a pet and a greyhound. It was all about supply. Now you're opening up a new place at Tullamarine. Is that, Matt, right now There are plenty of dogs available. Is it something that comes and goes in waves in terms of numbers, or?
Yeah, well, normally, because we have had adoption days historically, we've got a whole heap out in a rush. So without the adoption days because of COVID, it's been a little bit tricky and challenging. But there's always interest, always people adopting. And you'll see, if you go back probably 12 or 24 months ago, there were gap greyhounds everywhere throughout metropolitan Melbourne. These days, you'll see that's also the case in the suburbs, which is terrific. You might normally, you know, going back a couple of years, might have seen one or two in the outer suburbs of Melbourne. Now you're seeing groups coming together, which is just terrific. So the word's spreading. It's just a matter of, not having those adoption days and just trying to compromise that way. But the good thing too, Cusie, I do have a bit of a scoop that's about to be announced. I believe that the first 100 dogs to be adopted out of our Tullamarine site there at Melrose Drive will have the fee waived. So that's a $100 adoption fee, which is cheap in itself, but that's going to be waived. And that's just another incentive for people to come and adopt one of these magnificent animals.
Fantastic. So opening up in the next couple of weeks, and I say it tongue-in-cheek, but you know my sense of humour. So if I'm going with the family for a Gold Coast holiday and we want to also maybe look at a greyhound, gee, parking's expensive. Can we park at Gap Tullamarine and say we're having a look at a greyhound and then suddenly disappear for 7 days?
Wouldn't that be nice?
And then come back and say, no, we're looking at a greyhound the other day and we weren't sure.
Tell you what, kids, it might be worth a try. I don't know if it'll work, but hey, you never know unless you give it a go.
I don't think so. All the best. A new Gap site at Tullamarine. More information on the GRV website. Thanks for taking the call, Andrew Copley.
Anytime, Cusie.